今天非常高兴我们能请到王牧师来为我们证道。今天那个王师母也在我们中间，所以我们非常高兴王牧师和王师母能够来到我们这边。下面时间交给 Justin 王。
好，
辛苦
王
师
母
为英国预备两个。
啊。
好 ，All right.
Good morning. 早上好。
Again, my name is Justin.
我的名字是 Justin,
and I get to serve here at this church as the youth pastor.
我是那个教会青年部的牧师。
And then, fortunately, I've been able to serve here for the last 10 years now.
非常有幸在过去十年我都能在这个教会侍奉。
And it's always good to be with the Mainer congregation in order to bring God's word to you.
每次都很高兴能够来到我们国语部，能够跟大家一起分享神的话语。
Also, I was pleasantly surprised to see one of my youth playing piano for you guys.
而且很高兴地看到我的我们青年部的有一位弟兄在这边给大家弹钢琴。
And I'm also very lucky to have a very handsome translator.
然后今天也很高兴，翻译也很帅。
All right, so let's go ahead and go into our scripture today. We're going to be out of the book of Jonah. And so if you have a Bible,I would invite you to turn with me to the book of Jonah in the Old Testament.
那今天我们要看到的一段经文是在我们的旧约圣经约拿书。如果大家带了圣经的话，可以翻到我们旧约的约拿书。
And the way I like to go about opening the Word of God is verse by verse, just seeing what the Word of God has to say for us, and then we continue to walk through that.
那我比较喜欢的读经方式呢，是我们就是一小段一小段的来读，然后看看神透过这一小段的经文要对我们有什么话讲。
And so Jonah is a very popular story for us here.
约拿的话对我们来说应该是一个非常熟悉的故事。
I think it's because it's a very famous children's story.
因为约拿的故事也是一个非常受就是小孩子欢迎的一个故事。
But as we look into the book of Jonah, it has a lot to say to you and I today.
但是如果我们仔细去看约拿书的话，其实这本书对我们今天在座的各位也有很多可以学习的。
And so I would invite you to look at the verses, and we're going to start in verses 1 and 2. And this is what the book of Jonah says. He says this.Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call against it, for their evil has come up before me.
我们先来看到约拿书的第一章的第一节到第二节。耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿，说，你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到我面前。
And so the call goes to Jonah, and he says, Arise and go do this.
所以神的话临到约拿，跟他说，你起来去做这样一件事情。
And for a prophet of God, and actually for any of us, this is actually a really, really big and hard task.
那么对约拿，包括今天对我们任何一位来说，都是一个很大的考验。
And so what we find out is Nineveh at this time where Jonah was trying to go, Nineveh was in the middle of the Assyrian Empire, which is modern day Iraq.
我们大家可能也知道当时的这个尼尼微呢是在亚述帝国的控制之下，是今天的伊拉克所在的地方。
It would be the same as if God was calling you today to go preach to ISIS.
那么就好像今天神呼召我们去跟那个 ISIS 去传讲福音。
And so what we find out is these people are a very wicked, prideful people, and it makes sense that Jonah's nervous about going there.
我们知道当时尼尼微城里面的人都是非常邪恶、非常骄傲的一群人，所以当时让约拿去跟这些人说话的时候，他我们能够理解他的心情。
And this is the first truth.
所以这是第一个事实。
That if you want to join with God, He will always invite you to go be with Him.
所以如果我们想加入神的工作的时候，神邀请我们与他在一起。
Because being a Christian is more than just not going to hell, but it's about joining God in His mission and purpose.
所以我们作为基督徒，不仅仅是说我们能够不再去地狱，而是说我们要跟神一起同工。
So God will invite you.
所以神会邀请你。
And God also invited Jonah.
神也邀请约拿。
And for some of us, it'll be little things, and for some of us, it'll be really big things.
对我们其中有些人来说，神的邀请可能是很小的事情。但 对其他一些人来说，神邀请的可能是很大的事情。
One thing that we do with our youth program in the summer is a thing called World Changers.
那我们在青年人的施工当中，我们有一个叫改变世界的活动。
Some of you guys know about it because some of the youth come and ask you for money.
那么可能我们有一些人知道我们青年施工的这样青年人的这样一个施工，因为可能你曾经碰到他们来到我们中间，希望我们捐款。
But it's more than that. What we find out is, in the summer, the students go to different houses and they go repair a lot of houses in the summer.
但是不仅仅是这样，他们会在夏天的时候到各样的家庭当中去帮他们修复他们的房子。
And when we tell people about this, they say, "Oh, this is a really good opportunity."
当我们告诉一些人的时候，他们都说这是一个非常好的机会。
Because students wake up early in the day, they put in a lot of work during the day. It's hard work, and it seems like the community loves it.
因为这些学生的话，他们就很早起床，然后在白天就非常辛苦的工作，然后给我们的社区做一些工作。
So every time we put out an invitation for people to join us, everyone wants to join because it sounds really good.
所以每次我们邀请大家来参加这个活动的时候，大家都非常愿意来参加，因为大家都觉得这样一个活动非常好。
But then they start asking about the questions.
但是他们开始问一些问题。
The first question they always ask is, what time do we have to wake up?
第一个问题是我们早上要几点起来。
And then we tell them at 5:30 in the morning.
然后我们说大概五点半就要起床。
And then right when we tell them that, half of the people don't want to sign up anymore.
然后讲完这个以后，有一半的人就不想参加这个活动。
And then the second question is how long do we work?
第二个问题就是我们大概一天要工作多长时间。
And we tell them about 8 or 9 hours a day.
我们告诉他们大概要8到9个小时。
So the other half doesn't sign up at all.
然后剩下的另外一半人也不想报名参加。
Usually just me going.
所以最后就剩下我自己一个人去了。
But this is what happens. We find out, hey, there's a good purpose, a good event, and we want to sign up.
所以我们常常会发现，我们发现一件事情，它的目的很好，我们都很愿意去报名。
But when we find out what we have to sacrifice, that's when everyone wants to drop out.
但是当我们发现去做这样一件事情，我们需要牺牲很多东西的时候，我们就退出，就不想参加。
Jonah's the same way.
约拿也是这样。
He knew who God was.
他知道他认识这样一位神。
He saw God move.
他看到神的工作。
He knew what kind of power God had.
他知道神有怎样的大能。
But when he heard he had to go to a evil place to preach the gospel, he said, "No, thank you."
但是当他听说要去一个邪恶的地方去传讲神的话的时候，他对神说不，谢谢你。
Just like we would be as well.
就像我们今天一样。
So what does Jonah do?
所以约拿做了什么？
Let's look at verse 3.
我们来看第三节。
Verse 3 says, But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went on board to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord.
第三节说，约拿却起来逃往他师，去躲避耶和华，下到约帕，遇见一只船要往他师去，他就给了船价，上了船，要与船上的人同往他师去躲避耶和华。
And so if you look at the first three verses, it's a little bit funny because of the way that it's written in the Bible.
所以我们看前面三节，我们就发现非常有趣。圣经怎样来描述这样一件事
？Because the Lord says, "Arise and go to Nineveh."
神说起来去尼尼微。
But Jonah arose and fled away from God.
约拿他起来了，但是却是逃往其他地方躲避耶和华。
And so Jonah knows what God wants from him.
对，约拿知道神要他做什么。
He's not confused on what God wants from him.
他没有说不清楚神向他所要的。
But at this moment, Jonah decides to be selfish and disobeys God and runs away from him.
但是这个时候，约拿选择他比较自私的选择去不服从神，去选择他而是躲避神的面。
If you look at a map of the Old Testament right now, Tarshish and Nineveh are completely different on the sides of the map.
如果我们去看一个旧约的地图的话，我们会看到，他施这个地方跟尼尼微是完全相反的方向。
So Jonah wasn't confused on where to go.
所以约拿他完全没有说不清楚要去哪。
And this is the second reality.
这边我们看到第二个事实。
It is that we tend to run from the Lord.
就是我们每一个人都常常想逃离我们的神。
We often say, we know what God, we know what you want, God, but I don't care. I'm going to go the other way.
我们常常说，神，我知道你想要的什么，但是我不在乎，我要往另外一个方向逃跑。
We rebel always against the King of the Universe in our actions, our attitudes, and our nature.
我们常常在我们的态度，在我们的本性上来叛逆这样一位神。
And if you think about it, it actually doesn't make any sense at all.
但是如果我们仔细去想一想，其实这根本就讲不通。
Because if you and I believe that God is the author of life, why do we constantly run away from life?
如果我们相信神是生命的创造者，为什么我们却拼命的逃离这样一个生命的创造者？
And the thing is, this has happened since the beginning of time.
但是我们看到这件事从始祖的起源就开始发生。
Think of Adam, the story of Adam and Eve.
大家想一想亚当和夏娃的
故事。It makes no sense for Adam and Eve to do what they did.
其实亚当和夏娃所做的根本就从道理上。
Adam and Eve, they had everything provided for them, yet they chose to do what they thought was the best.
亚当和夏娃在伊甸园的时候，已经有所有他们需要的东西，但是他们还是选择了做他们想做的事情。
They had everything, but instead of obeying, they disobeyed God.
他们有所有他们可以想要得到的东西。
So for Jonah, this was a physical act of rebellion. He paid the fare, got on a boat, and fled from the presence of the Lord.
所以在这里我们就看到约拿做的跟亚当夏娃一样，他当时就付了这样一个船费，然后就上了船要躲避耶和华。
So the question is, how do you rebel?
所以问题是，我们今天每一位，我们是怎么来叛逆耶和华的？
Everybody runs from the Lord somehow.
我们从某种程度上都想逃离我们的神。
The best thing for us to understand today is how to live.
所以我们今天要明白，我们是以怎样一种方式来叛逆我们的神。
For some of us, it's the way we use our words.
对我们某些人来说，是我们怎样使用我们的话语。
We use our words to tear down and to gossip, rather than to build people up and to encourage.
我们常常用我们的话语来就是欺骗别人来拆毁别人，而不是做安慰和建造的工作。
Some of us, we rebel by running into lust.
我们有一些人叛逆是去顺服我们的情欲。
While we know that sex was given by God to be enjoyed, we run outside of those boundaries to chase something that he hasn't given.
我们都知道，性是神所赐给我们的一个 美好的事情，但是它是有一些界限的，而我们常常越过这些界限。
Some of you, you run from God on a day-to-day basis.
我们有些人每天都在叛逆我们的神。
Because while you hear God trying to call you into relationship with Him, you keep resisting Him.
就像我们听到神呼召我们跟他建立一个个人的关系，但是我们每天都去反抗他。
Instead of joining God, we'll just settle for coming to church and not having a relationship with God.
我们有时候来教会就是为了来教会，而不是为了跟神有一个个人的关系。
And here's the sad reality.
这是一个很可悲的现实。
There will always be a boat to Tarshish.
我们的生命当中总会有一只有一条去他施的船。
If you want to continue to run away from God, there will always be a way for you to run away from God.
如果我们想躲避神的话，我们总能找到躲避神的方法。
There will always be people who encourage you or gossip.
总会我们周围有人鼓励我们去说一些流言蜚语。
There will always be another image to click on.
在那个音乐网上总有一些网站，你可以去看一些你想看的影片。
There will always be more activities and programs to distract you from a real deep relationship.
在我们的生活当中，总有一些节目、一些程序，它可以来分散我们的精力，使我们不再去注重我们跟神的关系。
There will always be someone to blame and to resent.
总是有周围的人，我们可以去责备他们，去对他们愤怒。
So while God always invites,
所以神常常的邀请我们。
Is our tendency to always run?
但我们的一个趋向就是总是想逃避。
So here's a question.
这里有一个问题。
If you're God,
如果你是神的话
，and you are seeing this unfold in front of you,
然后你看到目前所发生的这样的事。
What do you do?
你会怎么做呢？
What do you do with the people who constantly you want to love and give life and yet they constantly rebel and reject?
对那些你想给予他们爱、给予生命的那些人，他们却常常逃避你，这个时候你会怎么办？
What is the right response from a loving God?
从一个爱的神那里应该是什么是一个他正确的回应？
Let's look at verse 4. I think it'll tell you.
那我们来看看第四节，第四节给我们答案。
Verse 4 through 8 says this, But the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so the ship threatened to break up. Then the mariners were afraid, and each cried out to his God, and they hurled the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone down to the inner part of the ship and laid down and was fast asleep.
第四节，然而耶和华使海中起大风，海就狂风大作，甚至船几乎毁坏，水手便惧怕，个人哀求自己的神，他们将船上的货物抛在海中，为要使船倾泻。约拿已下到底舱，躺卧沉睡。
And so look at this. God's intention was never to kill Jonah for disobeying.
所以我们看到神的目的不是为了要杀死约拿，因为他不遵守神的话。
Because if think about this, if God really wanted to punish Jonah and kill him, he could have done it, right?
大家想一想，如果神要惩罚约拿，要杀死他的话，他完全有这样的能力去做。
So what's happening in the story?
那我们看到在故事里面发生了什么事情
？We find out not only in this story but the rest of the Bible that God.In his character, sends a storm to get Jonah's attention.
那么我们在这里看到神就使海中起了一个大风来吸引约拿的注意力。
So a lot of times God will send storms and problems into your life, not to crush you, but to save you from yourself.
神常常让我们的生命当中也会有这样的风浪，有这样的困难。不是为了把我们摧毁，而是为了吸引我们每个人的注意力。
One way he'll do that is he'll take away what is owning you, keeping you from worshiping him.
他常常会拿走生命当中就是控制我们或者主宰我们导致我们不能跟神建立一个关系的东西。
Another even more dangerous way that God will get your attention is he'll allow you to chase those things. He'll allow you to run until you are no longer satisfied.
而且更可怕的是神有时候会让我们去追逐那些虚空的东西直到我们进入一个死角。
Why?
为什么？
Because if God really loves you, he will always go for your attention and affection.
因为如果神爱我们的话他会一直让我们就是有注意力。
A loving God will never let you run away without a purpose.
一个爱我们的神他不会让我们没有任何目的的就能够逃避他。
But if you look at the story, God sends a storm and the only ones who are listening to God are the pagan sailors.
如果我们看刚才读的这几节经文就看到当耶和华使海中起了大风的时候真正对这个事情惧怕或者产生注意力的是那些外邦人的船手。
And the question is, where's Jonah right now?
但是那时候约拿到哪儿
了？ What is he doing?
他在做什么？
He's sleeping.
他在睡觉。
When I'm reading this, I'm going, how do you sleep in the middle of a storm where the boat's about to crush or break?
在那个船快要摧毁或者沉没的时候你那个时候怎么还能够沉睡呢？
And here's just my opinion.
这只是我个人的一个观点。
I think he is depressed.
我想那时候他很沮丧。
Because if you look at the passage, it says that Jonah went down to Joppa. He went down to the ship. He keeps going down and down and down.
如果我们看这里的经文说约拿他下到底舱里面去睡觉，所以他的他是一直在走那个当时他应该是在走一个下坡路的情况。
So when everything around him is breaking and being destroyed, the only one with the answer is asleep.
所以当时在周围的情况情况下，对他来说，他只能去睡觉。
And sometimes we're like Jonah.
很多时候我们就像约拿一样。
We can only focus on our problems.
我们只是定睛在我们自己的问题上。
And what has happened to us?
在我们身上发生的事情。
In our emotions and our anger.
包括我们的情绪，我们的愤怒。
And instead of turning to God and giving that up to Him, we'd rather fall asleep and continue to walk out the world.
在这个时候，我们没有将这样的问题交给神，而是我们自己继续沉浸在自己的问题当中。
And if you look at verse 6, this is what happens next.
我们来看第六节的话，就看到下面发生了什么。
So the captain came to and said to him, What do you mean, you sleeper? Arise, call out to your God. Perhaps the God will give us a thought that we may not perish.
船主到他那里对他说，你这沉睡的人啊，为何这样呢？起来，求告你的神，或者神顾念我们，使我们不至灭亡。
And it's ironic that a pagan sailor calls the prophet of God to come save them.
那这里很可笑的就是一个不信神的外邦的船主，他希望去求告这样一位神，让船不至沉没。
And then if you go to verse 7 and 8, it says this, Come, let us cast lots that we may know on whose account this evil has come upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him, Tell us on whose account this evil has come upon us. What is your occupation? Where do you come from? What is your country? And what of your people?
第七节、第八节就讲到，船上的人彼此说，来吧，我们掷铅，看看这灾临到我们是因谁的缘故。于是他们掷铅，掷出约拿来，众人对他说，请你告诉我们，这灾临到我们是因谁的缘故？你以何事为业？你从哪里来？你是哪一国、属哪一族的人？
So, if you're in the middle of a storm, what do you do?
如果你正处在一个风浪之中，你会做什么？
You respond like Jonah in verse 9.
我们就像约拿在第九节的反应一样。
He says this, I am a Hebrew and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land.
他说我是希伯来人，我敬畏耶和华， 那创造沧海瀚地之天上的神。
And so what happens is Jonah no longer makes excuses.
在这里约拿不再给自己找借口。
He doesn't blame anyone else.
他不再去把责任推到别人头上。
He doesn't give the responsibility to someone else.
他不再把责任推卸给别人。
Right, he doesn't even blame God.
他也不再去批评神。
And he just owns it.
他自己负起责任。
This is the first step Jonah takes, is to be honest with God.
这是约拿跨出的第一步，他在来到神面前对神诚实。
And for some of us here, this is the first step we take right now.
对我们来说，对我们其中有些人来说，这也是我们需要走出的第一步。
I think for some of us, we have to stop blaming someone else.
对我们有些人来说，我们需要停止去。把责任推卸给别人。
To stand up and say, I am a Christian. I've been running away.
我们需要站起来，对神说，我是一个基督徒。我过去想躲避你。
Or I know the Lord, but I'm still struggling with these things.
或者说我认识你主，但我还是在生命当中有很多的挣扎。
And then I think the book of Jonah is written with a lot of humor, because look at verse 10.
我觉得约拿书当中，约拿书写的非常有幽默感。我们来看第十节。
He says this, Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, What is this that you have done? For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them.
他们就大大惧怕，对他说，你做的是什么事呢？他们已经知道他躲避耶和华，因为他告诉了他们。
I say this is funny because if you look at it, there's something in this passage that's a little bit funny.
我觉得这一节非常的有趣。为什么说有趣呢？因为你看这一节的话，
Jonah admits that he knows the Lord, he is a prophet of God, and that God is the creator of both heavens and earth, the land and the sea.
因为约拿说他认识神，而且他敬畏这样一位创造天地和这个沧海瀚地的这样一位神。
And then the men, the pagan men who don't know the Lord respond to say, Wait, you know the Lord of the heavens and the waters, and yet you want to run away from him on a boat?
但是这个船主就问他说，你认识这样一位创造天地宇宙的这样一位神，他也去能够控制这样的海和风浪。然而你却要去坐一条船去逃避他吗？
If God is the God of the seas, why in the world are you running away on a boat?
如果海都是神所创造的，你怎么可能坐一条船能够逃避他呢？
You should have taken a camel or a spaceship or something else, right?
你可能应该坐一头骆驼或者坐一个太空飞船去逃跑。
And it's meant to sound ridiculous and silly when we read it.
当我们从理性的角度去想的时候，我们觉得很不可思议，或者根本就无法说解释得通。
Because this is us.
因为这就是我们。
We run away from an all-knowing, all-powerful God. We try to hide from him.
我们常常从这样一位全知全能的神身边想逃离。
And it's silly.
但这样做是非常愚蠢的。
And yet we do it all the time.
但我们却常常这样做。
So what happens?
那下面发生了什么？
The first truth was God always invites his people to go do something great.
刚才我们讲第一个事实，我们要了解的就是神常常邀请我们跟他一起来做一些伟大的事。
And then the reality number two is that we always run from the Lord.
第二个事实就是我们常常从主，我们想躲避我们的主。
But only healing is found when we are honest with the Lord.
但是医治只有在我们和主诚实的时候才会来到。
And the last thing we find in this passage at the end, the rest of the chapter is salvation is only found in God.
那在这一章的后面的一段经文里面，我们看到神的拯救只有在神那。
And we're not going to spend the time reading it, but this is what happens to the rest of the passage.
那么剩下的第一章的剩下的经文我们就不一一来读，但是我们来看一下这篇经文所讲的内容。
What we find out is the seas get a lot worse and worse.
我们看到那个海浪就越发的翻腾。
And what happens is the pagan guys don't want any responsibility of anyone's death, so they try to row Jonah back to shore.
他们就不希望任何的不希望这个船翻了，任何人因为这个海浪就死亡，所以他们就尽力的想把这个船靠岸，然后让那个约拿下船。
And Jonah says, "Look, enough. I know what to do."
但是约拿说不用再这样做了，我知道需要做什么。
Throw me overboard.
把我扔到海里面。
And then the Lord will take care of it.
然后耶和华会随着他的旨意行事。
Now what's happening?
那发生了什么事情？
Is he trying to commit suicide at this time?
约拿是想自杀吗？
That's not how the text reads. What happens here is Jonah knows that if God is the God of the ocean and the seas, then he will take care of me.
那这不是经文里面所讲的。经文里面我们看到约拿他知道，因为神是掌管大海的这样一位神，所以将约拿扔到大海当中，神会对他负责。
Says if God is the God of everything, then throw me to Him, and God will provide.
所以，如果神是创造宇宙万物的神，那么你把我扔到海里面，就是把我再一次扔到神的身边。
And all of us know that God did provide for Jonah in the form of a large fish to swallow him.
后面的故事我们大家也都比较清楚，就是后来约拿被一条大鱼吞到肚子里。
And just like how God provided a fish for Jonah, for his people who trust him, he'll provide Jesus on the cross for our salvation.
神为约拿预备了这样一条大鱼，他也同样的为我们今天愿意依靠耶稣基督的人，他也为我们今天相信他的人预备了耶稣基督。
And as you and I continue to rebel against God and continue to run from him, he provides Jesus as the only solution for us.
尽管我们今天还是不停地想逃避神，但他为我们将他的儿子耶稣基督献上，给我们提供了一个能够解决我们问题的方法。
So we close with a couple more questions.
所以在我们结束之前，我们还有几个问题。
What is God inviting you to today that you've been resisting?
今天神邀请我们做什么，而我们一直在拒绝。
Some of you, he's inviting to have a personal relationship with him.
我们其中有些人，神可能在邀请你跟他有一个个人的关系。
Some of you, it's to join this church.
其中有一些人，可能是神让你加入我们这样一个教会。
For some of you, he's asking you to stop doing these things because you know it's killing you.
或者是神让我们去停止我们目前正在做的一些事情，因为这些事情让我们可能心力憔悴。
What is he inviting you to?
今天神邀请你做什么？
Some of you, he's sending storms to get your attention.
我们有些人可能神正把这个风暴放在我们的生命当中，为了得到我们的注意力。
And right now,You know that it's been a hard time because of your running.
我们也知道，可能我们正在经历一个很困难的时候，因为我们在逃避我们的神。
Could the thing that makes the most sense be the easiest as you give up and be honest with God today?
那么可能这个时候对我们来说最简单的事情就是我们不要再去靠自己，而是回到神的面前。
For some of you, this means to confess and repent with the community here.
可能我们需要去认我们的罪，悔改，在我们这样一个团体当中。
And for some of us, and this is the last group.
那么对我们其中有一些人。
Some of you live in Tarshish.
可能目前我们正住在他施这样一个地方。
You made a living off of rebelling and sin and running away from God.
我们的生活就是躲避神，去活在一个罪当中。
And you are afraid that God will no longer save you.
你也很担心，可能神没有办法再来拯救你。
But our gospel, the gospel we read in Scripture, is Jesus always comes for the broken.
但是我们读圣经，我们知道福音就是耶稣基督，他会为我们所有这些就是需要的人提供帮助。
And this is our hope. Let's pray.
这是我们的希望。那我们来一起祷告。
Dear God.
亲爱的天父。
We thank you for today.
我们为今天特别的献上感谢。
We thank you that even though we run, we continue to chase.
尽管我们常常躲避，但你一直在寻找我们。
All we ask now is that you graciously save us.
所以我们在此时此刻就求你拯救。
In your son's name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。